All right. There was a press conference yesterday afternoon at about 1:30, and East Valley police chiefs, law enforcement leaders were talking about enhancements in the charge, not in charges, in the cases. I'm trying to describe this the right way. The Gilbert Goons have been declared a street gang. So they're not just a street gang. They're not a full gang. It's like a hybrid gang. And I'm not trying to be facetious. I don't understand the significance. I don't understand how it helps law enforcement. It is not going to enhance the charges against criminals that have already been arrested. I don't know what it's going to do for cases that happen beyond that. So the issue is a strange one to me. And so what we've done is we've been told we're going to talk with the Maricopa County Attorney. We're waiting for Rachel Mitchell to join us. She's going from one place to the other. So we're hoping that she'll join us in a few moments. In the meantime, while we're waiting, I want you to hear a little bit of the description of what a hybrid gang is.
As you know, your traditional gang usually has one race or one ethnicity, and they have a territory that they claim. Hybrid gangs are usually mixed gender, mixed races, and all various ages. Also, your traditional gang has a code of conduct, typically. Hybrid gangs are mostly juvenile gangs, and they have no code of conduct or no hierarchy. The members also claim and participate in multiple gangs in your hybrid gangs. This is done to stall law enforcement on a documentation process, where traditional gangs, they stuck to their territory or their barrios or whatever they have, and they were proud of their gang name.
Now, so that's a little bit of the designation of what a hybrid gang is, and I'm not quite sure what that means. So we've reached out to the county attorney's office. We've asking for some clarification. Rachel Mitchell is joining us now. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Mike.
All right. Can you explain, first of all, there was a big definition of what the difference is between what is a traditional gang and a hybrid gang. As far as your office is concerned, does that matter, that designation hybrid gang? Does that matter to your office at all?
No, I think it addresses some of the concerns that the community has, you know, we've heard, which is this doesn't look like a traditional gang. But the reality is the law that enhances sentences or allows for, a crime to be involved if you are part of a gang and you're furthering that gang, it really doesn't impact whether it's a hybrid gang or a traditional gang. What matters is if you fit the definition of the statute.
So the law enforcement officials, the people that were talking about this yesterday, said it's not going to do anything with the add to charges or anything for the arrests that are happening. But could it add to the sentences if they're convicted?
Yes. So there's two ways that the gang designation becomes relevant. One is as a standalone crime, such as promoting a criminal street gang. That is a standalone crime. It can be either a class two or a class three felony. But there's also an enhancement. And what that is if you commit a felony with the intent to promote, further, or assist a street gang, that adds, depending on the level of felony, either 3 or 5 years to your sentence.
So in these kind, I know you can't be specific, but in these kinds of cases, what does that look like as far as furthering the cause of a street gang? Because in my mind, I think, all right, if you're dealing drugs for a gang, you are enriching that gang. If you're part of an organized crime unit, if you're in the mafia and you're kicking money up in the organization, that's obviously enhancing, you know, that is helping that gang along. What is it about these cases that would fit there in that enhancement?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. On types of cases like this, and I'm going to be a little bit more generic here. If the purpose of the gang is to intimidate or control or gain stature or notoriety through a variety of activities, not necessarily financial, that still could be argued to be promoting that promoting that street gang.
All right. So then I love that we're doing this where it's like playing hypothetical ping pong. If you have a case, against a gang member and a fellow gang member is intimidating witnesses and intimidating, is that what you're talking about in this enhancement? They're furthering the gang stuff by going after witnesses and trying to get them to not testify or change their testimony. Is that similar to what you're talking about?
Yeah, that could be one example where you're trying to establish such a hold on people that they're afraid to come forward. You know, we've seen in the more traditional situations, people trying to get a hold on a neighborhood or a part of the community so that they can be, you know, get protection money, for example. So there are things that are not direct felonies that getting that gang name out there, that reputation, if you will, to control people does benefit the gang.
So with this in now having this kind of in your prosecutor's arsenal, do you expect this to be used in some of these cases? I'm not asking you to be specific, but when it comes to East mm-hmm. Valley violence, are you expecting some of these enhancements to be asked for in these cases?
It's something that we're going to look for in every single case as to whether it's appropriate to either charge or allege as an enhancement. But what I will say is in terms of the homicide case of Preston Lord, there was a full presentation made and, you know, obviously the grand jury decides what charges they're going to issue. And the charges that they issued involved the standard charges, not gang charges. And that doesn't mean that in the future more information would be developed that we couldn't use. We're going to keep our eyes open to anything that comes our way and implement that as part of the full case.
Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell is joining us talking about East Valley violence and yesterday the announcement of the designation of the Gilbert Goons as a street gang. Do you expect that the defense attorneys are going to push back really hard against this now? Is this something that you think that they will fight in cases?
Well, I mean, the defense attorney, there's always a defense when I'm teaching prosecutors and law enforcement. There's always going to be a defense and that's their job. And so they'll be pushing back against the designation if we would use it, certainly, and just say that, you know, I expect that they'll say this is a group of kids that are doing what kids, you know, do to an extreme. Obviously the jury's going to have to decide whether they buy that or not.
Will this change how law enforcement is able to investigate or how and when they can arrest suspects?
I think it's going to inform future law enforcement behavior because what we're seeing then, you use the word, or the Gilbert chief used the word hybrid, we're seeing a departure from those traditional gang, that traditional gang look. And I think it informs us for the future what a gang may look like and maybe a better way to investigate. Although they did a good job investigating this case, obviously we came up with a number of indictments, not just related to the homicide, but related to other violence.
And lastly, I think maybe this is the least important, maybe, is that there are many that are saying this doesn't sound like it's going to accomplish much. But what it's going to do is give these kids the street cred they were looking for originally by putting these things on the internet and trying to look tough, that this being designated a gang is going to give them what they wanted. How do you respond to that?
You know, I'll tell you the truth. That's something that I considered, that it put a name to it as opposed to just, as you heard me in my earlier press conferences saying, these are crimes. But what I would say to the public is this. We have in the Preston Lord case, 7 individuals charged with first degree murder. I mean, the focus has to be on the first degree murder charges. And those obviously carry very stringent penalties. So that's our focus right now.
When it comes to parental involvement, I know there was a lot of talk about parental and some other people involvement in this murder case and a cover up with at least one of the suspects. Can you give us any kind of an update on that?
Yes, there was a submittal related to a couple of parents that through one of the two parties, well, there were multiple parties, but one of two significant parties that were going that night. That's still under review. Obviously, when this case came in, our focus was going to be on the 5 cases that involved the homicide. As you know, we started up an investigative grand jury. And we're able to identify 2 additional individuals from that. So that is our priority, is the homicide and the other acts of violence.
I appreciate you on short notice doing this. The information I need, I needed the clarification from your office because I was really confused by this, and I know other people were. So they're going to appreciate the clarification, and hopefully it clears up why this is happening and what it'll mean in the future.
Thanks, Mike. You know, and that's one of the reasons we're trying to, you know, do work quickly, but also work, you know, methodically and make sure that we do this the right way and get the information that we need before we go ahead.
Appreciate it as always, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Mike.
All right. That is the county attorney, Rachel Mitchell, spending a few moments with us, kind of giving us a clarification of the designation hybrid gang doesn't matter much to other than the just to explain a clarifier. But also for everybody out there that's listening, what this might do in the sentencing phase and how it might be enhancements down the road if they can prove gang affiliation.